It's time for another Senior Spotlight here on You Are There Sports, and we are joined now by Duncan Osborne, a senior here at Piers Healy High School. Duncan, tell us a little bit about your family and your background.
Well, my dad's a pastor in Hillman, and my mother, she helps out. She's a paraprofessional at Onamia.
Okay, and areas of interest here at Piers Healy High. Duncan, what keeps Duncan Osborne busy?
Well, I'm pretty involved in band. I'm in jazz band and the concert band. I play baritone saxophone and jazz band and tenor in concert band. I'm in speech and, let's see, I was in the pit for the musical, the past musical.
What drew you to the saxophone here? Boy, I'm a Barry Sax player myself, so, boy, you're a man after my own heart. I like this interview, the path this is going already.
Well, I started playing saxophone in fourth grade, and my older cousin played saxophone, and I thought he was the coolest person, so I started playing saxophone, too.
Sweetest words ever to my ear was, I love that lower register you're able to pull off.
Oh, yeah. I love playing the lower register on the Barry Sax.
The different avenues of band that you're able to be in, what makes each one unique? What draws you to that, like the pit band? What's different about that than jazz band and concert band and, the competition bands and such?
Well, the thing about pit band is the music in pit band is usually a lot more challenging than jazz band or concert band. In jazz band, it's just fun music.
Do you see, and this is one of my great regrets, is that when I graduated, I just kind of dropped, playing. I wish I had kept playing on. Do you foresee carrying on and keeping up with your saxophone playing after school?
I definitely think it'll be a hobby. I don't think I'll do much more than that with it, though.
As far as the speech program, talk about that. That's a relatively new program here at the school. How'd you get involved with that? What area of speech is your forte?
Well, when I moved here from South Dakota, there wasn't a speech program like there was in South Dakota. So when Mr. Bowman had started it, I jumped right on that train. I usually, last year I did a duo interpretation, meaning I have two people, me and a partner, performing a speech, but usually I'm in humorous, which is just me, and the speech is usually just fun, witty.
How do you pick a speech? I mean, do you get a list? Is there a pre-approved list you go off, or is it up to the individual to choose that? Is it up to Mr. Bowman to kind of guide you in that direction, or how does that come about?
Well, Mr. Bowman has a portfolio of different speeches we can look at. If we would like, we can take a movie script and sort of bend it and shape it how we want, or we could write our own.
How much time is spent? What is the practice session? Is it just you at home, going over and over and over until you're becoming so comfortable with it that it just flows naturally? Or how do you develop a competition-ready speech?
Well, lots of practice. I think it's an hour or half an hour a week with Mr. Bowman or one of the other coaches at school, and then free time at home.
Okay. Now, you mentioned you moved to Central Minnesota and Piers from South Dakota here. At what point in your school career did you show up here in Central Minnesota?
I moved to Minnesota in eighth grade.
Okay. So you were just getting into, the junior high and obviously coming into Piers. How big was the school that you come from, South Dakota? Is it a big change from South Dakota to Minnesota as far as school size?
As far as school size, no. They were pretty much the same size school.
What areas of studies do you enjoy? Is there maybe a strong point and one that you like, you kind of dread? Like, when does that show up? What hour does that?
Well, I kind of dread having to go to math class. I'm not a very strong mathematician, but I absolutely love the history classes that I can take.
What draws you to history?
I don't know what draws me to history. It's just something about learning about what has happened that interests me. I like.
If you could go back in time now, senior year, did it fly by? You mentioned you show up here in eighth grade, and now here you are a senior 5 years later. What'd you go back and tell eighth grade Duncan Osborne?
Let's see. probably don't slip on the ice.
They have ice in South Dakota. You should have learned that lesson by then.
Well, last year we went to Concordia as a small group choir.
Okay.
And I had slipped on ice and broke my arm.
Oh, no.
So that was a little bit of a drawback in band and other classes. Broke my right hand, and I'm right-handed.
Yeah, that's a handicap right there.
Yeah.
What's the post-high school plans for Duncan Osborne?
I'm thinking of going to St. Cloud State for elementary education.
Oh, okay. What draws you to that field?
Well, this year I'm academic tutoring for a kindergarten class, and I'm enjoying it a lot more than I would have ever thought.
You just enjoy the interaction with the kids and just seeing the way those young minds work?
Yeah.
That's a great field to get into. Duncan, what advice do you have for young kids? I think part of the high school experience is getting along with people. Just being buddy-buddy. You don't have to be friends with everybody, but, I mean, look out for each other and see the young kids in the hallway. What do you tell those 7th, 8th, 9th graders that are kind of feeling their way into the high school career?
Let's see. I'd tell them, just be nice to everyone in your class because you're going to be stuck with them for a while.
Yeah. Well, Duncan, thanks very much for spending some time with us here on a Senior Spotlight.
Thanks for having me.
That's Duncan Osborne joining us on a Senior Spotlight.